Move over, boys. It's time for She's on the Mic with Bethany Bowman on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Welcome into She's on the Mic on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm your host, Bethany Bowman. What a busy week. We found out that the stadium sales tax vote did not pass. The downtown stadium the Royals have proposed. It was a big no in last night's vote. And now, is the future of the Chiefs and the Royals in Kansas City in jeopardy? Listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB, we'll have a lot of talk about this all week long. We now know as well who's playing in the men's Final Four, Alabama, Purdue, UConn, and NC State. It's been a very fun March, a lot of March Madness, and we're finally down to four teams, as well as the women who have NC State, South Carolina, Iowa, and UConn all fighting for a national championship. Jason Anderson of The Zone and I heading down to Phoenix actually tonight to be at the Final Four. We'll have coverage all week long on The Zone and our social media channels. Stay tuned here on Sports Radio 810 WHB for a lot of content coming your way from Phoenix. And you know, Division I basketball has a few games left to go, but Division II all wrapped up. You know, this time of year is always fun too, because with the end of a season, we always have coaching changes, and it's fun to see which coaches are, you know, moving on to the Division I level, who's moving on to the Power 5 level from different programs after a great year. My alma mater is a Division II school, Emporia State. Grew up in Emporia as well, and so I want to give a little love, some exciting news coming to Emporia State this week as former Augustana men's basketball head coach Tom Billiter taking the job at Emporia State. He's a two-time National Coach of the Year, led Augustana to the national championship in 2016. He is now going to join the Emporia State Hornets with the departure of Craig Doty, former Emporia State head men's coach. He's heading to Houston Christian now, the Division I level, to coach. And so Tom Billiter, new head coach at Emporia State. We also had the news of Ben McCollum at Northwest Missouri State, won several national champions with the Bearcats. If you know anything about Division II basketball, you know that name. He is now taking the Drake job, and so finally moving on to the Division I level. I know he's had a bunch of opportunities in the past and just wasn't quite the right fit, and so now really excited for Coach McCollum taking this Drake job. But again, I graduated from Emporia State. Definitely excited about the hire of Tom Billiter, so gonna bring him onto the show today.
Excited to bring onto the show this evening new head men's basketball coach at Emporia State University, Tom Billiter. Coach, thank you so much for being here with us. First of all, congratulations. So excited for this new journey for you and at Emporia State.
Well, thank you, Bethany. I appreciate it. People keep asking why. And there's, it's such, a, we just, I was looking for a change. It was nothing more than that. Had an unbelievable run at Augustana. Very appreciative of everything and everyone there. Administration, everybody, and former players. I can't say enough. But boy, are we excited to be in Emporia. And I would say 6 hours south, the weather is already better. You know that. So we're going to be appreciative of that as well.
Absolutely. Although today it is a little bit cold out, a little cold for my liking. Yeah,
that was good, though. I needed that. That was one more good reason just to kind of remember how bad it can be and how good it's going to get. So we're all right with that.
For sure. We've had some nice days already so far this spring, and it'll get even better, I promise, Coach. So
I believe you
said, you know, everybody's asked why. That was going to be my first question. You had, like you said, an unbelievable run at Augustana University, national champions in 2016. And so after, you know, a place like that where you know you can get to the pinnacle and to the top of the mountain, what's it like now as you come into a program that has had some success as of late under head coach Craig Doty, who's now moving on to the Division I level? You know, what are your expectations and your goals coming in here?
You know, Bethany, I'll tell you the truth. There's a lot more to it that I didn't get into in the press conference. But, you know, I like that you're a Wednesday, Saturday league or a Thursday, Saturday league. We're a Friday, Saturday league. I've done that for I can't even tell you, you know, 5 years at North Dakota State. In 21 years at Augustana, I've been a Friday, Saturday league. I like to prepare. I like the extra day off. If a player is sick or has a sprained ankle in our league, they miss two games. Here, you might be able to get them back for that second game, you know, depending on how quickly they can recover. So that had a lot to do with it. I like the geography of the league. Your teams and distances aren't near what they are in our league. I mean, you go from Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Minot, North Dakota. you have not lived life. I mean, you don't even know if you're still in the United States after a trip like that. So, there's a lot of things that I just didn't get into detail and haven't shared with too many people, but I don't mind sharing with you because I appreciate you doing this. And so geography of the league and being not a Friday, Saturday league, things like that, they all played into the fact that my wife and I seriously were just simply looking for a new challenge and a change. Mm-hmm. We're from a town of 2,500 when we lived there. Now it's like a metropolis of 5,000. And we like the size of the community. We look forward to that. And even the importance that the university plays in Emporia, per se, as a community, the university is a huge part of it. And I think that's always fun, too.
Well, you mentioned a little bit of a difference in the conferences and the days that they play. I'm a little biased, but I would say that with the MIAA, you need those extra days to prepare because it is a tough conference. Just for, the Kansas City area people here, Central Missouri, Northwest Missouri State, Missouri Western there in St. Joe, that's just to name a few. Then we got Pittsburgh State. I know there's a lot of Pittsburgh State alum around here, as well as Emporia State. Just talk about when you hear those schools and the type of competition you're going to have every single night, how much of a challenge and how much fun that seems for you as a coach.
Yeah, you just summed it up. I mean, that is fun. And that's what we do. We never shied away. The year we won the national championship, we played Northwest Mo a non-conference game, mm-hmm. and people forget that. I mean, and beat them at the buzzer. We don't run from anyone. We'll play anybody. The league we were in was very good too. Mankato just won the national championship this mm-hmm. year, beat us by 8 at their place a couple weeks before the end of the season. I thought we could, I thought they were very, very good, and being at home helped them, and they took advantage of it, and Matt did a great job, and that was, that was good for the league. I think both these two leagues are the best in the country, and it makes for the best regional, top to bottom. Everything you said, you're right. I look forward to that. But also the history and legacy of this league, this has been considered probably the purest, best Division II league in the country forever, as long as I can remember as well. And I love the, like you just said, people in Kansas City are aware of the MIAA, everything you said to sum it all up early, I couldn't have agreed with more. And obviously those are all pieces of why I'm here. And yes, the challenge, I want to play great teams. I'm sure we're all going to have big wins and tough losses along the way, but you want to be in the best league. And I'm appreciative of having probably the opportunity to be in the best two.
Tell us a little bit more about your background. You mentioned you are from a pretty small town, but yep. I know you've had not only your time at Augustana, which was a long stint, but time at North Dakota State, as well as St. John's and some other Division I coaching stops. Kind of sum up your coaching journey for us.
Yeah, it makes no sense. To be honest, I got hired at Arizona as a GA because I really was good at camp. And so I was running Coach Olson's camps. And by the end of the camps, I was a commissioner of it, and long story to it, but he comes up and says, I was going to get my doctorate in exercise physiology. I wanted to be a professor. I still think that's a great gig, by the way. I might have, he worked out well for me, but I was on track for another good situation too. So coach hired me, and it took off from there. Scott Thompson was an assistant. I go to Rice University as an assistant coach in the old Southwest Conference back when they had Arkansas and TCU, SMU, Baylor. That was a great league, UT, Texas, SMU. It's a great league. And so I had 5 years there, and we were successful. We finally turned it at Rice, and we were able to, I was a 31-year-old head coach at North Dakota State University. At age 31, to be a head coach in that league, that was North Dakota, North Dakota State, South Dakota State, mm-hmm. Nebraska, Omaha, Northern Colorado. It was a heck of a league. And, first year we were 12-17, but the second year we were 14-4 in the league, finished second, one game behind USD, and played for the regional championship. We did that fast. And that's kind of what my plan isn't to go 12-17 here the first year, but the plan is by the second year to try to play for the regional championship like we did when I was at North Dakota State. From there, I was able to go to St. John's University and had a great experience. We finished second in the Big East, and then I had an opportunity to get back to Texas, and I'd been there at Rice for those 5 years, and that was a very good area for me, recruiting, what have you, and my family. So we had 5 years at College Station. I'd still be there, and I'd be Melvin Watkins' assistant if we'd have won more games. We just didn't win enough games. And so I left the year before he actually had to resign. So I never been fired, Bethany, my entire career. I've never been fired. Also smart. Yeah. If it's a new AD and president, I move. That was kind of my goal. So I kind of stayed I kind of stayed employed that way. So, and then we ended up getting, on it. I just saw the potential at Augustana, and I'd been in that league. And when I came to Augustana, it was still the North Central. So it was still North Dakota State, South Dakota, South Dakota State. And the last year of that league, we finished second, one game out of first. We swept North Dakota. We swept South Dakota. We were pretty good. Those teams went D1, and to be honest, we didn't have the endowment or the funding at that time to do it. We should have. We didn't. And so that was kind of where we're at.
We are very lucky here in Kansas City to have great high school basketball to watch every Tuesday or Friday night. You can go around and there are multiple, you know, extremely talented players and extremely talented teams to check out. How do you plan to get into the KC area and see some of those kids and maybe get them on your team?
Yeah, we've got some good contacts there. They do such a good job at Wichita and Kansas City of hosting AAU events. And so, mm-hmm. You're down here all the time in the summer, all the time. And even over to Lawrence, they've got, there's just so many good events here. And so by being down here as many years as we have, we've got a lot of it's just contacts. A lot of it is summer basketball, those AAU coaches, and they have excellent, really good programs. I don't want to start mentioning one or two because I'll offend all the other ones. So I'm going to remain nameless because I've learned to do that. But there are some really good ones down here, and we look forward to working with them. And, it's recruiting is recruiting. It's about relationships, and it's about having a product you believe in and what you're selling. And I believe in Emporia State University, and I believe it's where the young man should come and play basketball. And I look forward to doing that and selling it and making sure that they understand this is the best place for them.
Yeah, and I'm lucky. When I want to come home back to Emporia, it's a very easy drive down I-35. It goes quick. So
Need to use you as a referral. I might have to have some recruits call you, Beth.
Okay,
it's not like you have a pretty good appreciation of Emporia, and I need that. We could use that. So absolutely.
Yeah, for you, when you won the national championship in 2016, what was so special about that team and that group? Maybe how can you try and replicate it on a new team or a new program?
Yeah, it's a great question. That team was unique. We had three really good seniors, and then we had two sophomores. My starting point guard, Jordan Spencer, was a sophomore. My two guard, Adam Byer, was a sophomore. And I only played two guys off the bench. One was a junior and one was a freshman. So we only went seven deep that year. And I had three really good seniors. And so I've always felt you win, you have to have two or three, maybe four upperclassmen if they're juniors. But I've always felt, and that's what is different with the portal. The portal has made it interesting. I mean, let's be honest. If I had a really good player a few years back, a freshman of the year in our league, and he transferred up to Division I. The next year, he was the player of the year in that league, and ended up having a great career. So, that goes both ways. But if you're in a mid to low Division I, and a really good D2, and you have the freshman of the year and you have really young players all conference, good luck, because you got to hang on to those guys with both hands, and that's not easy to do. And so this day and age, things are different. So I'm a realist. I still want to develop high school kids. I think they're going to love it here and they're going to stay. But you know what? It's a tricky business, and you better embrace it and understand it and work it, because that's the way it's going to be.
You just said it, having the personnel and the right guys on the team is huge, but for you and your coaching style, what are a few things that maybe every year they're not negotiable for you? This is how we're going to do things, and this is who we're going to be.
Really good question. Some of this I really wanted to cover in the press conference, and you can only talk. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be 10 minutes, so I didn't want to go too long. But, my stuff's easy. Leave your problems in the locker room or in the dorm room. Come to practice ready to go every day and get, use that two ways. If you're in a great mood, great, practice well. If you're in a bad mood, great, practice well, and take your anxiety and energy out onto the floor, because those things are real. I'm not poo-pooing them at all. Kids this day and age, there's a lot of anxiety out there. There's a lot of those issues. Come and practice hard every day. I think that's part of the solution. I also think what's important, and it kind of goes back and forth a little bit with everything, but, just respecting, just total respect and understanding goals and being clear and very, making sure we all are on the same page for everything that it is that we're doing. My goals, their goals, we all understand and we're together and to make these things happen. Just things like that. It's probably coach speak, but we're really good. Don't be late. If you're late, I'll leave you. I lost the NCAA regional or NSIC tournament game because I left my point guard. He was 2 minutes late, and to this day, he's one of my best friends. And I love the kid. He's a wonderful husband and father, but I left him and it hurt us, and he shouldn't have been late. Cell phone on during a meeting, that doesn't go well. No cell phones. We actually we grab them and we collect them and we put them in a bag. And it's usually a freshman's job. If we're going to have any type of meeting, whether it be in the locker room, anywhere, you don't have your cell phone on. You know, it just can't happen. Little things like that. They might think it's old fashioned. I think it's life lessons, and it'll help you in a job interview. And I think it'll make you a better person when you're in a board meeting or whatever to not have your cell phone going off. So little things like that.
We're talking with Tom Billett, our new head men's basketball coach at Emporia State University. We'll be right back here on She's on the Mic, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You're tuned in to She's on the Mic with Bethany Bowman on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Welcome back into She's on the Mic, Sports Radio 810 WHB, continuing our conversation with new head men's basketball coach Tom Billiter at Emporia State University, former Augustana head coach. He's coming down to Emporia State to compete in the MIAA at Augustana University, won a national championship in 2016. He's a two-time National Coach of the Year.
On the court, what can we expect from your team? You know, high energy, real defensive teams. Anything that you can tell us about your style of play?
Yeah, we like to score. We do. And some, you know, we aren't going to control it. We don't, you know, we want to score in the first 15 seconds of every possession we can. We want, I love threes. I love getting to the hoop. I love bigs that can step in and make a jump hook. And I like bigs that can pick and pop. I don't, you know, if I have a really good guard who's big and not a great shooter, but I can invert him and have him post up against a smaller, I mean, we're going to do whatever we can do to get points. I want to score 90 every game. I don't know the percentage, but for me personally, we're about 95% wins when we score 90 points. It's a phenomenal, that's true. We figured it out as a staff. So we want to score a lot of points, and we want to make sure that we, you know, don't give up easy ones. No second shots, transition baskets. No, defensively, we do have a system, and we need to learn it, know it. And it's really a team defense. We guard ball screens seven different ways. I mean, you know, our guys are going to have to learn our defensive system way more than the offense. And they always say that. Say, coach, you're, you know, I don't even know you could guard a ball screen seven different ways. You know, they never learned that. So, you know, they have to learn when they come and play for us defensive side of it.
A national champion coach coming into the conference, and one we just found out is exiting with Northwest Missouri State head coach Ben McCollum taking the Drake job. You know, for several years after their national titles, you know, there's been chatter of, is he going to take a D1 job? Now he finally is this season. I know you mentioned seeing them a lot in the Central Regional. You know, you've been familiar with several of these teams. Who else in the league might you have a relationship with? There's, of course, Jeff Boshi at Pittsburgh State, yeah. KU legend, several others. Do you kind of keep up with a lot of these coaches in the league already?
I was Jeff Boshi's first scholarship offer at North Dakota State. Yeah, he'll tell you that. I was at my camp, and I offered him. And he goes, coach, do you really think I'm good enough to play here? And I'm like, oh, yeah, Jeff, I think you're going to be just fine. And next year he goes to, you know, I believe it was the Adidas camp, but it might have been Nike camp, and it just blows it away. And he's got about 100 Power 5 offers, and he just blew up. And so it's kind of funny. But, yeah, that's a true story. So, obviously, I know Jeff well, and I did know Ben well. You know, I did have a good relationship with him. But, you know, overall, we all, to say friends or how well we know each other, we know of each other, all of us, you know, just from regional action and what have you. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, from Coach Hoffman at Central Oklahoma, you know, all of us have competed against each other. And so, you know, there's at least a familiarity that way. And I look forward to, you know, actually, you know, obviously you play the game and you want to win, but I also look forward to fostering those relationships as well. And I had nothing but respect for Ben. He'll be great. He'll do a great job. And, you know, I'd love to see, you know, I really, you know, if he had stayed, great, but I tell you what, I'm not crying that he left either, because he's a heck of a basketball coach. And I don't, boy, whoever follows that act, good luck, because that's going to be a tough one.
I saw a tweet that said no one's happier for Ben McCollum than the rest of the MIAA.
It's probably very true, I would think. So, you know, I'm a pretty honest person. Yeah, absolutely. I'd rather go to Maryville and play someone else than him. So I'm not going to be complaining about that too much. And watch, whoever comes in will probably be great. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yep.
Forget you. I'm going to pound you every time I get. So, but I don't know who that person is yet, so we'll be all right.
What have you noticed so far about the Emporia community? I'm sure you're very, you know, trying to get settled in and all and get all everything going, but just anything stick out to you about what you've noticed as of the first few days?
There's no houses. We cannot find a house. I mean, I'm looking right now and I don't know what we're going to do, but it's amazing. The people are phenomenal. Not even knowing who I was, you know, we had to keep this kind of on the low, and I'm very appreciative of how that happened. And for a lot of reasons, not mostly recruiting my players, things like that. Mm-hmm. And yet people would meet you not having a clue who I was, and couldn't have been nicer, you know, and you know, everywhere you go, you know, where I'm staying, there's Emporia, you know, Emporia State, you know, everything about athletics that's on the walls everywhere. And it's just, you know, everything about the community is Emporia State. That's huge. I just, friendliness, again, the size, and yet the location is, like you just said, 100 miles up to Kansas City, you know, you're 50 miles to Topeka, you're 70 miles from Wichita. I mean, those are nothing for us in South Dakota. Trust me, that's what you do to go to Hy-Vee from some of the communities, not us in Sioux Falls, but there's towns in the, you know, honestly, they go further than that just to come and use Walmart, you know. So that's we're very fortunate. I think I don't look at the, you know, I look at the town and location as nothing but a plus. I think it's going to be a positive and a fun thing to sell recruiting wise.
Mm-hmm. My parents have been there for, gosh, probably 45 years now.
Is that right?
You know, they came, my dad played football there and my mom came with him and they never left. So
are they still figuring out if they like it or not? Is that the reason they haven't left, or they're pretty good with that, huh?
Yeah, I think they like it. I think they like it.
That's good to hear. I was grabbing students. You know, I forget who I've talked to because I was telling some other people this earlier, but it's true. So when I was here, I just was grabbing students on the sidewalk and they're probably looking at me like, who is this nut job? And I was just saying, how do you like it here? You know, I didn't have one, because I can't, you know, if I ask my players or what, they got to tell me, you know, they're
going to say yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. They have to, but I don't want them to have to, but I know they feel that way, but I was finding just students in general, and not one had a negative comment about it. And they all, you know, very happy to be here, thought it was a great school. Everything they needed, wanted was here. And so I talked to a few and very positive.
So with all of your coaching stops and, you know, throughout this whole journey, who are some of your biggest mentors? Was there ever any big moments, you know, throughout that? Anything that comes to mind for you?
Absolutely. You know, like Lute Olson, you know, Hall of Fame coach, but people don't even remember him anymore. But a great coach at the University of Iowa, took them Final Four. Yeah, actually a great coach at Long Beach State. And then at Arizona, and you know, I'll never forget, we beat UCLA at Pauley Pavilion to win the back then it was Pac-10 championship. And, Steve Kerr and Reggie Miller had their own game of horse out there, because Reggie would hit about a 40 footer and Kerr'd come down and hit a 41 footer. And seriously, it was one of the first, instant classics that ESPN even showed. And I was a GA very young, seriously. And I'm on the end of the bench and you think I'm the head coach, you know, we'd have a timeout and I'm in coach's face and I look back and what an idiot I was. But coach was so patient and remained a friend until he died. I talked to him 2 days before he passed. I mean, until he died, we were close. Through Kelly, but had contact with him. And, you know, from there, every coach I worked for, you know, I really enjoyed so many assistant coaches as well. And, you know, some of the players, you know, to get to coach some of the players I got to at that, you know, at that level, I'll never forget. But I loved North Dakota State. I enjoyed that so much, and being a head coach. And, you know, Fargo is a cold town, but it's a great town when you're winning. And that first year, it was cold everywhere. That was years after that, it got pretty warm. And so, you know, when we were winning, it was great. And then I really enjoyed my 21 years at Augustana. That was just a special place. So there's no really, you know, I could name so many, I can't even begin, because it would take the whole show. But, you know, just an overall, you know, even getting an opportunity to play Iowa the year that we won the national championship, for Fran McCaffrey to do that. And we beat them at Iowa City. You know, they were third in the country that year. They swept Michigan State. You know, they had some really good players, Adam Woodbury and Utech. And, you know, they are Utah. They had really good jock. You know, they had really good players. And that was a great experience for us. And, you know, to this day, we're friends. And, you know, I really respect him. So yeah, I've just got, there's a lot of mentors. I mean, Greg Gard, I offered him at Wisconsin my GA position and he took it. And his wife was like, no way, I'm moving to Fargo, North Dakota. And so I think Bo gave him $500 more bucks to stay at Platteville. And look where he is today as the head coach at Wisconsin. So, you know, sometime when you're in town, I'm telling you, we can all sit down and I can tell enough stories that you're going to say, I should never have asked that question.
No, I would love that. That would be awesome. I would ask if, you know, this question specifically about the MIAA, but because, like you said, the NSIC, very tough to just for Division II basketball, you don't have to convince me how great it is or, you know, how talented the players are, but is there anything, I know you said you like to score points, is there anything that you know, need to make sure you do to win? I mean, it's a tough to get a win every night. It's tough to make a run and win a national championship like you did. What are some things that really stand out about Division II basketball to you?
Obviously, you know what you're talking about. To win games, at the end of games, it ain't about scoring, it's stops. You got to get stops to win close basketball games. And so we talk a lot about the last, you know, all that guys kind of do what they want. The last 2 minutes are mine. I make the call. You know, if they want to make a call at a free throw and I call a play and my point guard will look over me and say, coach, we got one. I'm great until there's 2 minutes left. And then, no, you're running my play. I get the last 2 minutes. I give them 38. You know, things like that, you know, that just kind of stick out. But I know, again, you know, it isn't even it's as much style of play as preparation. I'm a big practice guy. I'm not a huge film guy. I'm not. I don't know if kids love film like they used to. They play a lot of basketball. They a lot of AAU basketball in the fall, spring, and summer. I'm not a big film guy. I'll watch our team. I'll watch the opponent a little bit, not a ton. But as a team, we don't watch a ton of film. We practice. And I practice. We practice hard, and we don't go super long. I mean, 2 hours is all I need. As the season goes on, we'll taper that down a little bit, you know, but intensity. When we cross those lines, we don't walk to each station or walk to that drill. I mean, we run, we sprint, we're organized. And I meet with my staff every day for hours, and we go through each and every minute of every practice. I think games are won or lost. I really do. It's coach adage. It's true in practice.
Did kids ever enjoy watching film? I don't know if I ever did.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a great – I really do believe you as being a great question. And I was going to ask you, are you part of all those championship teams and what have you? Then did you play? I actually played.
I grew up in Emporia, but I went and played JUCO basketball at Barton Community College.
Oh, did you go to Barton?
Yes. Who now that you know, since it got brought up, they just won the men's JUCO Division I national championship.
They
so,
great.
Yeah.
They beat Triton, I believe. Yeah.
Yes, and they've got some you know, some local products as well from around Lawrence and Kansas City, and Austin Downing, a assistant coach, was actually a player at Emporia State. So
yeah, I actually knew that too.
Yeah. A lot of ties there, but I played 2 years there and then came back and finished out my, you know, remainder of college doing track at Emporia State. I did not play basketball there.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What was your events in track? So,
high jump.
Really? How high?
Not high enough.
Always could have been higher, right?
Could have been higher. But yeah, no, had a good time. Are you heading down to the Final Four at all?
No, not now. I didn't. I'm going to just, you know what I'm going to do is go back and get done what I have to get done in Sioux Falls because this happens so fast.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, it was a surprise to everyone and it kind of a surprise to us, to my wife and I, too. But we have so many things to, even like HR, I got stuff to do still on campus to finish up. I did get my office cleaned. 21 years of accumulation in that office. I got that cleaned out on the weekend. But I'm going to finish up the week here and head back and get some stuff done. So we're back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, on that note, I know that it's kind of for a lot of different occupations, things happen quick. You know, jobs open up, you got to jump on it. But I think especially in coaching, it can be very timely to get a job. And then, you know, you've got to make decisions quick. What was that like for you?
It was so quick. I don't even know. You know, we usually write everything down and I process quite a, you know, I kind of take it all in. And I didn't do so much of that because the people won us over. I got to tell you, your president and this administration and they're forward thinking and just want to raise money and build buildings and get, you know, I love that. And that's exciting to me. And it's an opportunity for you know, myself, my staff, we put together. It's for us as a basketball program, men and women. And, you know, the sports need to win and be successful to help that drive and help people want to be a part of that. And I see a need to continue what they're doing. And I think we're going to have the resources to do that. And it's my job to continue that. So it's just all of that combined and that excitement and energy was just refreshing and fun for me. And I'm not saying it wasn't that way at Augie. It just had been 21 years. And you know, we were such a system, just such a day-to-day. We were living day-to-day. I was coaching there to be done. And I'm not ready to be done. You know, I wanted more opportunity to just, and again, it's not building, but it is, it's just different. But Craig won here. That's not my point. He did a great job, but it is a little bit rebuilding and we enjoy doing that.
Well, coach, I am excited for you. And I think the right guy got the job. So, you know, enjoy it and best of luck. Any final thoughts here as you take over this new job at Emporia State?
Again, I just, you know, if you're looking for a job, I could use an assistant coach who's up there in that area talking about Emporia and help me with recruiting. Because I'm telling you, you're a great representative of this university. We're lucky to have you up there. Just enjoyed very much having this chance to visit with you. And Bethany, wish you nothing the best. And I look forward to meeting your parents and your high school coach.
Okay. Well, you better win 25 games this year.
Yeah, come on. That's not bad. I thought you were going to say 30.
30. Okay. All right. Up the ante then. That's fine.
Thank you.
That was Tom Billiter, new head men's basketball coach at Emporia State. Thanks, coach, again for joining us here on Sports Radio 810 WHB tonight. That's it for tonight's edition of She's on the Mic. Once again, stay tuned. Jason Anderson on the Zone with a lot of coverage coming from the Final Four Radio Road this week in Phoenix. Check our social channels for exclusive interviews as well. We'll see you next week here on She's on the Mic, Sports Radio 810 WHB.